Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim. Now, the COVID-19 outbreak has been impacting people, businesses and countries on a global scale, slowing certain things down drastically. Public transport ridership, for example, has plunged by up to 75%, resulting in suspension of bus services and longer intervals between train travels, or rather train arrivals. The point-to-point sector, dominated by taxis and private hire cars, is seeing as many as half of its 75,000-strong registered fleet sitting idle. But now there's been an influx of businesses supporting vulnerable groups of people, such as migrant workers and the elderly. Today we're speaking with Gerald Ong, co-founder and CEO of SWAT Mobility, who's been offering its solutions to help businesses cope with COVID-19's impact. Gerald, thanks for joining us today. Hope you're staying safe.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me. Yep.
So first thing, we need to ask you what your SWAT stands for. Special Weapons and Tactics, or what does SWAT stand for?
Well, SWAT doesn't really stand for anything, but you know what we really have been developing is smart mobility solutions to really move people very efficiently, large groups of people with a shared fleet.
Right. So how's it coming in handy during a time like this? We just talked about how public transport ridership has plunged some 75%, bus services suspended, and point-to-point sector, the taxis and private hire cars, half of their fleet standing idle.
Yeah, it's a very challenging time for everyone. And, you know, for us in the mobility space, we are, of course, impacted too. Less people moving around. Obviously, it's less demand. But what we're seeing is there is new opportunities. And where we can add value is, you know, in this new world where it's changing every day, especially around the requirements of how you need to move your people, that's where we think that we can play a big part. So one thing is, as people are doing and moving more towards split teams, they need to relook at their transportation arrangements they have for their employees to make sure, you know, they meet the requirements. And that's where, you know, we've been building our expertise in actually dealing with shift work even before COVID came.
Staggered timings, you mean?
Yes, correct. Mm. So helping them plan their transportation when, you know, you have to have these split teams. The other thing that we also are doing well is, you know, digitization is great in the sense it helps a lot with contact tracing. We've had clients, for example, that, you know, they plan these operations manually and it's been troublesome trying to figure out who was on that bus with, you know, people who have been impacted.
Yeah.
And with our solution, you get the manifest straight away. I can tell very precisely who was on that bus at that time. So that's another place where we've been seeing, you know, interesting conversations. And the last point is, you know, as businesses are starting to reopen, you know, last week already the government had come out to lay out some requirements on how you need to operate differently in the workplaces.
Yeah.
But I think the thing we're going to see is also in transportation, how you have to operate that differently. You know, safe distancing measures, but not being able to fill the bus fully. You would have to, you know, make sure everyone is spaced 1 meter apart. And that's where solutions like ours come in really handy, because that is something we've been doing. How do you plan to use these vehicles very efficiently? So we can actually plan at half capacity to ensure that everyone is equally spaced out.
Talk us through how this is going to happen with your solutions.
We have a few things that we can help with, you know, contact tracing. We also can do team planning and, you know, helping with safe distancing is also the other thing. The last one I just wanted to add was we've also recently launched a service together with Toyota Mobility Foundation. And this is, we've launched a service for medical service workers in cities like Manila and Bangkok, where we are providing a very clean, sanitized solution for all their health workers.
How though?
Toyota Mobility Foundation provides vehicles and drivers, and they are leveraging our software to help with the service planning. So these workers will be able to use their app to make a booking, saying, I need to get picked up from here and reach the hospital by a certain time.
Mm.
And our system will actually do the route planning and making sure that, you know, we'll pick up everyone within the constraints and also effectively use the vehicle such that we give everyone comfortable spacing.
And as efficiently as possible, right? Like the most efficient route, for example, and all that. Has your business plans had to pivot in light of COVID-19, SWAT Mobilities?
Definitely, we have been seeing our clients being impacted and the whole industry, actually. So what we're looking at is obviously how we can still be viable in this new world. So as I mentioned, we are looking at helping our clients plan their transport arrangements for the new requirements that are changing every day. And on top of that, we're also looking into newer segments, so like non-emergency medical transport. We're also looking into the logistics space to see how some of our algorithms that we've developed can be viable.
How much more do you think you'll need to change as we head into a new reality. Do you have an idea of what that new reality might look like?
It's hard to see into the crystal ball, but definitely I don't think this is going to be short term. And when things kind of return to normal, I think we're going to see a very new world. What I like to say is, although there's chaos and there's disruption, there's a lot of new opportunity. There were a lot of clients that, you know, previously may not be open to having new discussions and seeing how they can use new technology differently. But we're seeing with this disruption, everyone's open to discussing new ideas and trying new things. So we're happy to, of course, be a part of those discussions. And hopefully we'll all find new opportunities to work together.
How's the SWAT team holding up from the working from home situation and so on?
Yeah, it's challenging for us. We did have a small remote team, so it's not like very foreign to us. And we are quite a tech startup. So, you know, we have been using those tools available online to make sure that we can communicate well. But obviously, not being able to meet, missing that physical interaction. Team building is obviously super important for a small startup. And, you know, these bonds and the trust you build with your team really helps you overcome all the challenges that you will face. And, you know, in these times where you can't have that lunch, you can't have that coffee chat, you have to work extra hard, keep that cohesion, keep that, you know, team bond going.
Yeah. Did SWAT Mobility have to adopt an alternative strategy for the firm?
We had to get used to not being able to travel. So we had been starting
to travel where?
To
the
expand.
Office or? Oh, travel to
overseas.
Expanding,
overseas.
You mean? Yeah.
We were having a few new operations overseas and, you know, not being able to travel to make sure that, you know, things are going well on the ground was something new and we had to figure out how to do these remote deployments. So, yeah, definitely very challenging to learn how to operate in this new world. Mm. But everyone's getting used to it and everyone's open. You know, now it's quite normal. We have to have a video conference to have that conversation, have that meeting.
Well, I wish we had more time. Ironically, tech was not on our side today. Gerald Ong,
yeah,
co-founder and CEO of SWAT Mobility here on Money FM 89.3. Gerald, thanks for your time and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you, Holly.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.